So we went up there, and Roy, he was kind of a little superstitious. He was a nice old guy. He was 50 then. I was 23. My brother.
So he was a believer.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
He says he's the one who told us about the lights. So we went up there and found it, looked around. The archway looked like it was made of andesite, lava, maybe 8 feet high, the columns are maybe 12, 15 inches deep. And we looked through it and walked around, you know, and didn't see a darn thing happening. So I figured I'd scare old Roy, you know. So I walked over, and he said, Ron, go 4 hours that thing. He said, the story might be true. So I reached my arm through, and I pretended something pulled me. I jumped back. Roy just cussed me out. But we
was this like a portal to some other place, other dimension?
That's what I'm thinking about, because the Indian went through. Now, if the Indian went through into the future or past, and the country doesn't change that much in a million years, did he think that his three buddies had disappeared? See? He didn't
see them. Yeah, maybe he couldn't see them.
Yeah, he couldn't see them. He was some other place. So Louis says, a mile south of that plateau, he says, in the 50s or so, he says, we saw a skeleton of an Indian laying on the side of a hill. He says, a head and one leg was missing. It had an old rotted moccasin on one foot and a rotted bow there. And the clothes were made of leather, he says, and we buried it. Now, could it have been the Indian that went through?
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe he went back to his tribe, but there was no tribe there.
And just died of old age, maybe.
No, just, I mean, maybe he saw a plane flying over. He could have
in that case, he died of a heart attack.
Yeah, it could have happened. And then there's two people that have disappeared right from that same area there. So Roy said, I'm not going to fool around here. So the place is a geological wonderland. All the ones on the surface have been taken by several friends that I sent up there and us. It's full of geodes. It's full of crystals. It's full of big knife blades of quartz sticking out of the ground. There is thunder eggs on one side. You can bust them out. They're round nodules. You cut them in half, and they have all different colored crystals in the center. They're called thunder eggs. And there's something called, either it's fire opal or fire agate. It's white, soapy stone. If you turn it, you can see little flashes of light. And we hiked up there one time, brought out several hundred pounds. It was about 40 pounds apiece.
What are we going to do with it all?
Hmm?
What are we going to do with it all?
So we sold it to a place in town here that bought raw minerals. See? They gave us $1 apiece for the thunder eggs and so much for the geodes. You know, one was broken open. You see all the crystals.
Sure.
A lot of it we gave away to friends in Aravaca that we knew. We kept a whole lot ourselves and boxed it up. So we went up home for Christmas the first year. We just hauled it up home. So Roy and Walt decided to go up to get some for some people they knew in Tucson here. Now, if Roy and Walt talked to me, and they say this happened, you can believe them. These guys...
So they don't pull your leg?
They would not pull my leg, not something like that. They went up there, so I was gathering some geodes. They looked toward the archway. They were about 40 feet away, and they saw the columns starting to shimmer. Almost like looking through heat waves, you know?
Yeah.
This was January. No heat waves.
No heat waves.
It started
no wave.
To shimmer. And they felt this high pressure in their ears. As the shimmering quit, the pressure in their ears went away. They might have been standing there, and it might have been a light turnover. Because I think with all these minerals out there, these big crystals, the magnetic flow of the earth and everything else comes together at a certain time, it splits time.
You've got a great story about a ghostly padre. Does that happen in that area as well?
Yes, that's the one that the rancher saw.
Oh, that was the one. Okay.
Yeah.
I
think it was the same one because one was there and he used to get all the valuables from the Aravaca and he hid them because they were afraid of bandits and stuff. And a wood chopper came by one time and found a padre dead. And after they buried him, they all looked at each other and said, my God, he was the only one who knew where our treasures were.
Yeah, we're out of luck now. Yeah.
Nothing big, but family heirlooms. They started digging up that place. I mean, the mission is washed down many years ago, and they never found it. And the story is the ghost of the Padre is walking around looking for an honest person to tell him where the treasure is so it can be returned to the rightful families. That's just the story. But what the rancher saw was the Padre, but he didn't see the mission. He was too far from it. Now, when they saw all this activity going on and they left, I could tell by Roy's face, you know, that man was shook up. He says, "Ron, I'm never going back up there again. You could drag me up with a team of horses." So we went up several more times. Nothing happened. We went back to Washington, moved back down, opened up Aztec Films. When things were slow, we would take off into the hills because we worked for ourselves. I still do it to this day. It was October 73. If my memory is right. And I was hiking through the canyons, and I came to the canyon that leads to the plateau. I said, "By God, I haven't been here years. It's time to visit the old place." You go up this twisting canyon, then this ungodly climb. About halfway up, you got to stop for a rest. Now, looking north, the canyon comes towards you, then makes a turn, and it goes east. So I'm standing there, sitting down, having a drink of water, and just say, "Well, another minute or two, I'll make the rest of the climb." And all of a sudden, I look off toward my left, and there's a canyon on my left. And I said, "There never was a canyon there." So I climbed back down. The moment I got into the canyon, it was the one that I had been climbing up. But I was 250 yards or feet back down the canyon, sitting on another hill, looking
How did that happen?
It's impossibility, George, because I know that country. I've lived in it for 2 years. I never could have walked it. You can't. It's big tower slopes. You just find yourself going end over end down into the canyon. And I'm in this canyon. I'm saying I'm 250 yards back down the damn canyon. So I go back up the canyon, climb back up past the spot where I originally was sitting. As I got to the top, it was very quiet there. There was no sounds, no shimmering, no bird calls, no air was moving, just very quiet. But I noticed the hair on my arms was standing up. Magnetic force?
Maybe.
I think the thing has different, when it turns on accidentally, is either light or heavy. And I think I was caught in something real light.
Well, why do so many strange things happen on it?
There's something there. Years later, I had two friends go on down. They couldn't find the archway. It is slowly, the top fell off, then the two columns crumbled.